Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 218 of the Elisa Unfiltered podcast. My name is Elisa, and today it is Wednesday, August the 6th, 2025. Welcome to August, everyone. Today, I wanted to record this solo episode because I've been thinking a lot. I've been thinking a lot about identity, mental framing, perspectives, mindsets, you know, how your mind is set, as well as success and what the recipe for success is. Now, of course, I also think of how subjective all of these things are. Okay. So there's no one way to do anything. It's all subjective. I also think about how culture forms them. Culture is deciding what success looks like as we move through the decades and the eras, right? In other words, what is an appropriate, moral, and righteous frame around success in 2025? Now, because something like Sydney Sweeney's American Eagle ad has broken the entire internet, and for those of you who haven't seen it yet, essentially, excuse me, a very beautiful blonde, blue-eyed actress, her name's Sydney Sweeney, who, by the way, is just a sweet-looking, very natural, no blown up lips, no work done to her face. She's petite and just a natural beauty, which I love seeing. Thank you, American Eagle. She walks out in American Eagle jeans. She says a few things. And then the tagline is Sydney Sweeney has great jeans. Okay. G-E-A-N-S. Now, how did this break the internet? The stock market also broke. American Eagle's value rose $200 million in a day. Okay. It broke because of the cultural framing around this, around whether this was a successful ad or not. So it's interesting because as someone who grew up left of center on the political scale, this ad and the backlash that it got from the left, so left-leaning people, I find to be completely insane.
The
left has gone so left. It's hard for me to wrap my mind around it. It gave me pause. That's how insane it was. So everyone on the left is saying Sydney Sweeney and anyone who buys American Eagle jeans is a Nazi white supremacist because this ad is all about white people having great jeans, G-E-N-E-S. Okay. Everyone on the right is saying, yay, hot people are back in ads again. We no longer have to look at androgynous, blue-haired, overweight people that force us to shut the fuck up about how, you know, they're cutting off kids' penises and breasts. I'm dead serious. We're like, hey, hot people are back. It's war out there, guys. War. It's war because both sides are looking through the lens to which they see the world. The only truth is that Sydney Sweeney was in an ad for American Eagle. The stories, the controversy, the rage, the anger, the swirling, all the stories come after all, and I mean all of them revolve around worldview, aka your programming. Okay, so I asked ChatGPT to define success from how leftists see it in 2025, and this is what ChatGPT wrote, okay? I quote, success is living in full alignment with your truth, creating impact without exploitation, prioritizing mental health over hustle, and building a life that honors your values, your rest, your boundaries, and your joy. It's not about how much you earn. It's about how deeply you feel, how responsibly you exist in the world, and how many systems of oppression you've devised from along the way. Divested from along the way, excuse me. Okay. So in short, what I believe that is saying is this version of success, how we define it, rejects capitalistic hustle. Okay. It emphasizes rest and healing and community and purpose. It measures wealth emotionally, spiritually, and relationally over financially. It, you know, acknowledges systematic inequality. It prioritizes authenticity and equity and inclusion. Okay. You ready for the definition of the right? This is the, according to ChatGPT, what right-leaning people define success as in 2025. Success is the result of personal responsibility, discipline, and hard work. It's building a life you're proud of, providing for your family, contributing to your community, and standing on your own two feet without relying on handouts. It's owning your time, protecting your freedom, and creating generational strength through faith, grit, and self-reliance. Okay, so this version, success celebrates individualism and accountability. Okay, it emphasizes financial independence, strong family values, right? It views success as earned, not given. Okay, it rejects victimhood narratives. Okay, and over reliance on government systems. It respects tradition and pride and moral conviction. Okay, so where do you stand? For me, I have to say I lean heavily on the right. For me, healing, however, and community and spiritual wealth, emotional wealth, all of that stuff is very, very, very important. So is helping people. So is having social safety nets in our communities set up to help people. Totally. And quite frankly, authenticity is a program I'm currently dismantling. You guys all know, you've heard me talk about my opinions on wearing the mask, and maybe that's why I'm drawn to Sydney Sweeney, because she looks normal, natural. She's like hot. She's sweet looking. Like she's not fake, like all the fake women out there right now that are okay. Anyways, I digress. However, and all those things are important to me. However, they don't measure sick. I don't measure success in that way. It's really interesting to think about. This is what I'm thinking about and why I want to come on here. Because do I feel like showing up on the internet every day without a filter in today's society, where 99% of women wear them? Do I think that that's a win, not wearing a filter? Yeah, I do think it's a win. Do I feel that all of the work I've done for my central nervous system and calming my body down and getting in rest and digest and doing the breath work and healing my heart, lowering my HRV, which I talk about all the time, do I think that's a win? Yeah, I do. However, for me, those are not the root of my success. I don't feel like those are the things I'm successful at. What I'm trying to say is that I have achieved those things because I'm accountable to myself. Do you see the difference? I'm choosing to stand on my own two feet. I'm choosing to own my time, not be the victim of my circumstance, and do something about my life and fix it. So that's what makes me successful. It's not the results. It's the action. It's the accountability. I value and measure success almost fully on my choices and my framing of the world, and as opposed to like the reward. Yeah, I love winning and all of these things are great, and I'm going to keep working at them because they feel good. But the success part isn't the handout. It's not fixing a problem. It's doing the work to fix the problem. It's the process, not the outcome. So like if someone gave me a job or a promotion or a handout of any kind without any reason, okay, but it made me look successful to the people around me, like it made people look like I was making more money, and maybe I would be making more in a promotion, you know, and I was like equal, I wouldn't feel successful because I didn't do anything for that. It was just given to me. And yeah, you know, I have benefited from some handouts in the past. And yeah, I know for firsthand, it's like, oh, well, whatever. It's like when you give away your course for free, like a lot of entrepreneurs do this. They're like, well, just come in for free. People don't value it. There's no value to that. You're literally saying all of my knowledge and advice means nothing because it's free, right? Success to me is the value of what we're doing. Does that make sense? And the reason I'm saying all of this is because that is the lens I'm going to share on this podcast today. This podcast is not going to be for everyone. It's going to be for people who are done waiting for the handouts and who are ready for a life that they desire. They're ready for their vibration to uplift. They're ready to move through the challenges of life to see what's on the other side. Okay. Again, it's not for everyone. Now, for many people who look at my life, they may not feel like I'm successful. They might want to only take success advice from multimillionaires or famous people or business moguls. And again, if that's the case, this podcast is not for you. I will get to this point later on, but you want to be sitting in the room with people that have what you want. It's very, very important. Those that are building and trying to figure it all out, I'm your gal because I'm figuring it out with you in real time, making mistakes, making choices, showing you literally what programs I'm dissolving as I go through them. If you've been my friend or following me for the last, I don't know, when did Instagram really start? I think I started in 2016, almost 10 years ago. You have seen me dismantling the programs on relationships, on diet culture, now on money, okay? On success, on business, on authenticity. Ooh, it's super deep, okay? And if you want to peek into my brain and hear the frame I see the world in now and how I've been able to take action and create this life that is just so friggin' dreamy, which, by the way, does include owning a multi-million dollar business. Mark my words, it will happen. It's already happening. It's already happening. Then turn the volume up, baby. Let's go. Okay. What I want to go back to like the first line that I said. How I've been thinking a lot about identity and mindset. And then, of course, our cultured programming around success. And what I've come to know is that this is me trying to give structure to my flowy, vast, energetic thoughts. You know, like it's hard to sort of put into words sometimes how you think and feel. However, what I believe and what I've summarized here, summarized is five pillars, that I believe all successful people have. Okay. There's five things successful people have in common. And yes, I've observed these things in myself, but don't forget, I've also interviewed hundreds of people on this show that are very successful in life. I've also worked with high performance sport athletes for over 2 decades, training and surrounding myself with the most successful athletes in Canada, not to mention the world. And not to mention, I was one of them. I am a World Cup champion, 2-time national champion. I have an unbeatable world record in my sport. Achievement and failure have surrounded me for decades. And all the people who are the most consistent, confident, steady, what a good word around success, and successful at the end of the day are at like, all the people have these five things in common. Okay. They put their mind to something and they have five things in common. So let's talk about them. Okay. The first one, unequivocally, this is the most important one ever. And I see coaches talking about this in various ways, but they never actually say the word and I'm going to say it. It is identity. Okay. Point number one, pillar number one in being successful is identity. So you don't get what you want. You get what you believe you are. Let me repeat. You don't get what you want. You get what you believe you are. Your habits follow your identity. So what does this mean? It means if you think you're someone who always quits, then you will. If you believe you're not a morning person or not good with money or not meant for more, you'll find a way to live that. You will live that belief even without realizing it. Okay. Identity is subconscious, but it drives everything. You might think or label yourself as one thing, but you don't believe it. So you will always follow the flow of your belief. Okay. Most people are acting out old scripts. So your identity is like, it's like patchwork of past experiences. Okay. Childhood messages, pain, survival, but most of it's very outdated. You're a different person now. Are you not? Are you a different person than you were when you were 8 or 16 or 20, 25? If you don't choose to consciously edit, you'll keep reliving it no matter how many new goals you set. So if you feel like this is the thing, a lot of people, and I got this way, especially when it came to success and money. If you feel like you're doing everything right, but it's, you still feel like an imposter, or you're stuck, or it's just so hard for you, or why is it working for them and not me? Why am I so inconsistent? You're not lazy. You're still trying to succeed as your old self. You're still trying to succeed as someone who is not successful. So you can rewrite your identity starting right now. You can decide, who do I want to become? What does she believe? How does he think, speak, act? Start small, choose new beliefs, try it on, speak it out loud. Let yourself imagine it. Identity isn't fixed all the time. It's literally trained. So identity goes back to masking, because it's incredible to observe this in the context of success. So people in 2025 would rather look successful than be successful. This is how we're being conditioned. So what do I mean by that? Let's use the measurement of money in the bank, wealth. Okay. So we're going to use the, how much money do you have in the bank or invested or whatever? Like, how much money do you have, accessible liquid money do you have? Okay. And I love this measurement. I used to hate it. I used to think rich people were bad. Give me your money, you rich people. Like, screw you. You're screwing us. Okay. I would treat my friends to dinner all the time when I had no money. I would literally spend to impress. I'd want them to like me and buying them stuff. I'd buy gifts all the time for people to like me. I'd spend money on clothes and new stuff to impress people. Okay. And then when it came to my future, I kept saying that I would just find a man to take care of me. I'm going to marry rich. It's all going to work out. It's all going to work out. Money comes to me. It's all going to work out. Okay. I would avoid responsibility. Now, who listening to this right now has some resonance with that? I'm curious to know. How does the programming to be poor manifest in the day to day? It looks exactly how I just described. Broke people, they spend to impress. They need money to feel rich. They have scarcity mindset. They quit when things get hard. They avoid responsibility. They constantly dream, like they're dreamers, but they don't change a single thing or make a single step to achieve that dream. Rich people, on the contrary, invest in themselves. They don't spend their money to impress people. They spend it on them, like to invest in what they know, in skills. Okay. They feel rich before they get money. It's a feeling. They know that they're rich. Already, they attract abundance. They have an abundant mindset. They don't give up when things get hard. They take responsibility. They make a plan and then they do it to get their dreams. Okay. Now on the flip side, and this is the biggest pillar, by the way, I'm not going to spend this much time on the next four, but success, being successful over the handouts demands more from you because it leads to more freedom. OK, Okay. So success demands more from you because it leads to more freedom. Handouts, you're like, meh, whatever. You've heard the word entitlement before. Handouts breed entitlement, not success. It's like, give me that without me having to do anything for it. Okay. So actually there's a couple of guys right now that I really love following. One of which is, Alex Hormozy. I freaking love Alex Hormozy. But also Dan Martell, I met him at MYM. He's actually someone that I'm pulling close to my sphere. I like his messaging a lot. And he actually wrote this. I'm going to read this. This is from his Instagram. He says, most people are walking around with broke energy and don't even realize it. You know them. They're in your office making excuses. They're at family dinners complaining about their boss instead of becoming their own boss. They're on social media talking about their big plans that never materialize. Meanwhile, the people actually winning are taking responsibility for everything that's happened to them. They're investing in themselves while others are buying things to look successful. They're making moves while others are making excuses. The dangerous part isn't that people with a broke mindset exists. It's that they want company. They'll convince you that your dreams are unrealistic. Ooh. That taking risks is stupid. That successful people got lucky. They'll drag you down because misery loves company. Here's the truth. Mindsets are contagious. Your future depends on who you spend time with, not what you start with. Your environment determines your attitude. Like, that's amazing. That gives me chills down my spine. That's the frame that I'm choosing to look at the world with. And I have to continuously surround myself with that so that I don't forget it. And here's the kicker. You have to evolve how you identify in order to keep achieving. In other words, you can't keep being who you are right now and get different results. The person you are right now is choosing every day and it's leading you to where you are. You have to evolve. That dream life you have for your life is available to you. You can achieve it. But it will require you to do these five pillars. And identity is number one, because right now you are moving through the world thinking and believing you are something and you behave according to that identity. So how do you kick yourself out of the program? The fastest way is to ask yourself these questions. And this is all around identity, okay? So think about what you're trying to build. Think about the person you want to be. Think about the life you want to have, okay? Think about what you're doing to get there, who you have to be to get there. Now, how long, this is question number one, how long have you been stuck at this level? How long have you been saying you're going to do these things or get to that thing that you want or do that thing? How long? Okay. Number two, what's it costing you beyond just money? So what is staying where you are right now costing you, costing your future self? This is number three, how are your choices affecting your family and your relationships? What do you want for your family and for your relationship? And what is not building or moving forward costing you? How are those choices affecting the people around you? Question number four, if you stay the same, what happens? What stays the same? Okay. Is that what you want? Number five, what does life look like in 5 years if you don't go after your goals and build your dream life? Has 5 years already gone by? Listen, COVID's been around for 5 years. Okay. What are you building? Do you want to go another 5 years right here? Now flip it. What does your life look like if you do it and change? What does it look like if you do it? How have your current choices made you feel as a person? Is that the person you want to be? Is staying the same bearable or is it unbearable for you? Only you can decide. That actually felt powerful for me. Didn't it? Did that feel powerful for you? Just asking these questions, like myself again, felt like the reframe and shift I needed to take today, action in my life today. And I hope you felt something from those questions too. We're going to move on, because identity is not the only thing here. It's the number one thing, in my opinion. The second pillar, any guesses? It's mindset. Okay, so mindset, the thoughts, beliefs, the narratives, the habitual thinking that shape your actions and reactions, how your mind is set, how you view the world. And yes, this goes hand in hand with identity. Identity is who you are. Mindset is how you think as that person. Okay, so have you ever reacted to something and thought, why did I just do that? Or felt like you were like spiraling, even though like nothing's really happening in your life. Nothing's happened. You're like, all of a sudden you're just spiraling. That's your programming. And until you can see it, you are it. So here's a powerful line about mindset. Okay. Your mindset isn't wrong. It's rehearsed. Mindset is the software of the program. It's the programming. If your brain is the hard drive, your mindset is the software. Okay. It's what plays on repeat in your head, whether it's true or not. Doesn't matter. Whatever's replaying in your head over and over is your program. Okay. So you'll see a Sydney Sweeney ad through your mindset or lens, and your mind will think Nazi white supremacist, or wow, that chick is hot. This is awesome. Something like that. There's different programs. Everyone's running them. It's amazing to watch people fight for their programming. Okay, back to success. Success isn't a strategy. It's a state of mind. You've heard people say that. I don't know who quoted that. I didn't. Success isn't a strategy. It's a state of mind. Most people are trying to succeed with the same mindset that created their stuckness. That's the problem. Okay. And they wonder why other people are so lucky. They can't do it. Okay. It's not just thinking happy thoughts and manifesting checks in the mail. Although that could be a tool that you use to create a new mindset. A successful mindset is the ability to stay calm and regulated, resourceful, committed, even in the uncomfortable of change. So it's your mindset that says, this might be hard, but I can handle it. Right? If I mess up, I'll learn and keep going. I create my outcomes, even if I can't control everything. See how that's different than, you know, what you might be saying to yourself now. And most importantly, success mindset doesn't wait to feel confident. It acts as if it already is. You're not waiting till the perfect time. You do it. You close your eyes and you ask yourself, what am I rehearsing in my mind every day? What is the program that is running the show right now? Okay. Is it courage? Is it caution? Is it worthiness or fear? So the first step to success is noticing what you're currently practicing with your thoughts. Your thoughts are a program. You weren't born with the thoughts you have now. They were put into your head and you agreed that they were important and you categorize them and then you loop in them. And here's the truth. You won't think your way into a new mindset. You have to train it like a muscle. And the fastest way, in my opinion, I've talked about this for a decade, to become the observer of your thoughts. Watch them, write them down, question them. If you hear yourself say, I could never do that, pause, ask, who told me that? And what if they were wrong? How do they know what I'm capable of? Right? This is how you stop living from the past and start creating from the present. Okay. Your life right now is a reflection of your most repeated thoughts. So success doesn't begin with strategy. It begins with identity, then mindset. If you can shift how you see the world, then how you talk to yourself, and how you respond to resistance, everything changes. You're not behind. You're not broken. You're just ready for a new program. And now you know how to build it. How does that feel? Okay. So we're going to move on to pillar number three. Imagine this. Actually, I'll say what the pillar is. The pillar is environment. Environment. So important for success. To foster success, environment. It's not everything. Starts with identity, then mindset, then environment. Imagine this. Okay. You're the best hockey player in your town. Everyone praises you. They say you're going to go to the NHL. You're going to be rich and successful. You're a prodigy. Ooh, that's a big word in sports. You're a prodigy. You're so good. Okay. And you qualify for X team in X big city. Okay. So you go to the big city and you play on their best team because you qualified for it. And now all of a sudden, you're the worst player. You have never seen, didn't even know that some of these skills existed that these players have. You are all of a sudden struggling to score goals. The passes that come to you are so fast, they're so hard. You keep missing them. The people on your team are bigger and stronger and faster than you. You get very little praise from the coach. You're looking around saying, why aren't people telling me I'm the best anymore? Now, remember, you've qualified for this team. You deserve to be there. But now you are the small fish in a big pond. Let me ask you, if you are that person, what do you do? How do you handle this? How would you handle this right now with your frame of mind? You suck. How do you handle it? Okay, so the identity piece is, who do you believe you are? The mindset piece is, are you going to think like the victim and blame and shame and quit? Or are you the pro hockey player mindset? Okay, that you want to become and stay positive, encourage yourself, keep showing up, learn, watch, develop your skill set. Environment matters. Okay, do you want to be the small fish in a small pond, or do you want to expand? You see? So the environment matters, but how you identify and your mindset around it is also matters. So what does environment even mean? Let's actually bring it back into today's world and your life right now. Your environment looks like the books you read, the people you spend time with, the food you eat, the habits you adopt, the conversations that you have. In the example of the hockey player, if he wants to be the best, play with the C-League. But you know what? For many people, playing in the C-League ain't gonna cut it. He has to get in the room with the big players if he wants to play on the big team. So if you're the richest person on the street, find another street. If you're the smartest person in the room, find another room. In other words, you need people who make you better by just being around them. Your circle should challenge you. It should also change you. If it doesn't, change circles. And this is an interesting phenomenon that occurs when you level up, because I know many people who have leveled up and you might be one of them. And I know you may have experienced this with, like, just say friend circles, the friends you used to hang out with all the time who talk about the same shit and gossip and show off their stuff. They just don't like really align. They're not inspiring you anymore. They're not really aligned with you anymore. I was actually talking to a friend of mine. She's overcome cancer. She's gone through a ton of shit in her life. She's changed her life. She's building her dream. Okay. She went to lunch with all of her friends and they all did what they always do. Okay, they said what they always said, and she was sitting there and she kind of like sat back in her chair and was just observing these friends of hers that she's been friends with for forever. And she felt like the black sheep. Like, I don't belong here anymore. And this doesn't mean you don't love these people or treat them with respect. It means you're outgrowing your environment. Ding, ding, ding. It's time to sit in the room with new people. You become the five people you hang out with most. So taking advice from people who have never achieved what you want is never going to help you. So how are you surrounding yourself? Who are you surrounding yourself with? Is your environment rich? Is it with people who are doing things to achieve their goals? Who or what is in your ecosystem? Super important. One of the greatest things I did to switch away from a poor man's mindset was to set that goal of talking to 5 billionaires. I achieved that goal. I sat at the table with the mega rich. And you know what I learned? I learned that I was wrong with all of my views. How interesting. I have a goal of becoming a multimillionaire. To make $1 million a year, that would require me to make $83,335 a month. Okay. Nobody in my environment right now made that kind of money. Nobody. So why on earth would I take advice from them? What do they actually know about making that kind of money? That's like being a caterpillar and asking another caterpillar how to become a butterfly. You're speculating. You're showing your program. You need to ask the butterfly. Get it? So that's what I'm surrounding myself with. People either on their way. People in my organization right now within Evolution Financial making $45,000, $60,000 a month. Those kind of numbers would make me feel almost sick before. I have to get used to it. I have to believe. I have to surround myself with people that are making those choices for me to make them. And this is a huge goal for me. And mark my words, I will achieve it. It might not be tomorrow, but it's going to happen. Because I'm putting myself in the room. I'm listening, I'm absorbing, I'm raising my vibration to that level. I'm becoming like those people. Because Elisa 3 years ago, it did not have a multi-million dollar mindset. I had to put myself in the environment, and I did. And you can do it too. Okay. I mean, maybe your goal isn't to make $1 million. Maybe it's to have your kids become millionaires. Maybe it's to start that business that you've always wanted to start. Maybe it's to, I don't know, lose weight. It doesn't matter. You need to get in the room with the people who are doing the thing that you want to do or have the thing that you want to have. Okay, let's move on. Fourth pillar. This is my favorite. And it's discipline. Now, discipline is, what is the definition of discipline? It's the small, consistent actions that shape your future more than motivation ever will. Okay. Small, consistent actions. That's what discipline is. And I'm not going to spend too much time on this one, even though it's my favorite, but I'm going to say this, and this is probably not what you are expecting me to say, but this is the fourth pillar here. That every successful person I have ever talked to has in some way, shape, or form. And you have it too. Okay. You are disciplined AF at many things. You make small, consistent actions that shape your day to day every day. The question is, do you need to shift that discipline, or are you going to keep doing what you're doing, where you're at right now? Because here's the truth. You already know how to be disciplined. You're disciplined. You're disciplined in checking your phone the moment you wake up. You're disciplined in doubting yourself every time you try something new. You're disciplined in playing small, people-pleasing, procrastinating, pushing yourself past your limits. Your discipline isn't the issue. The direction is. Okay. So the question is, can you be consistent? The question is, can you redirect that consistency towards the version of you you're becoming? So successful people are disciplined at many things. Okay. Right. So are unsuccessful people. So are regular people. So is people in general. So what kind of things could you start to direct yourself, your discipline at? I'm going to give you a few things that can really shape how successful you become. Okay. These are habits to be disciplined at. Waking up before distraction starts. For me, that's 5 a.m. Most successful people wake up early and they get their best work done in the morning. Okay. Sticking to a morning routine and an evening routine. Sleep is so important. You need to set yourself up for success there. Exercising regularly, even when you don't feel like it. Okay. Blocking time for focused work. For me, that's in the morning. I call it my 4 hours of power. Okay. 4 hours of power in the morning. I get my best work done. You plan your week with intention, not emotion. Okay. Other things when it comes to mental discipline, managing your self-talk. This is hard, but I've done hard before, right? You want to pause before you react. You want to stay solution oriented. Okay. Not problem obsessed. How many people right now are just obsessed with all the fucking problems? Where are the solutions? Successful people are like, where are the solutions to this? I don't want to bask in the freaking problem anymore. That's lame. Okay. Detach from other people's opinions. Okay. Here's some financial advice from a financial advisor. Successful people live below their means. They invest in their growth instead of wasting money on dopamine. They track their income, their expenses. They audit their bank accounts. What are you doing? Where are you spending your money? Where are the leaks? Your money leaks. They say no to short-term short-term pleasure. They say no to short-term pleasure for long-term wealth. Okay? They learn how money works. They don't avoid it. They get on calls with people, awake advisors such as myself, Sean Park. Learn. What are people doing? Okay. Some other things that people are disciplined at: setting boundaries, surrounding themselves with winners, having hard conversations, protecting their energy from gossip and drama and entitlement. They choose people who fuel their future, not their comfort zones. They regulate their nervous system. They let go of what they can't control. They focus on what's true now, not what used to be 20 years ago. They trust their vision when the results haven't shown up. They keep going. They keep showing up. Okay? How's all that feeling? It's a lot of stuff. And you probably are doing quite a few of those things already in your own way. What can you add? Okay. So number four is discipline. What are you disciplined at? And do you need to shift that discipline? Okay. Ready for the last pillar? This pillar may not be what you expected either, but it's very important. It's vision. Vision is the missing piece in this equation. Without a clear why and where you're going, it's hard to achieve the other four long term. Vision is the compass. Vision is your compass. It fuels momentum when everything else fades. Now, I did some vision work inside Your New Era with the girlies, with all the women in the group coaching program that I had for, I was coaching for 5 years. So we've done a lot of vision stuff. And you'd be surprised, and maybe not, I don't know. I was certainly surprised at first with how little time we give ourselves to create a vision of what we want our life to be. There are people that dream, that are like the dreamers for sure, especially if you're a manifesting generator, the dreamers, but realistic creating a vision, like putting yourself as your future self. Like, where do you want to be 1 year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Go there in your mind. It's hard because we've never actually given ourselves the space and the time and the permission to have a vision. The world, culture, society, especially left-wing politics, I'm sorry, I have to say it, will suppress that vision. They want you to do their vision and be their way, or they'll call you really mean things if you don't believe and speak the way they want you to believe and speak. But your vision is your compass, okay? Your why is your anchor. The vision and the why go hand in hand and they anchor you. Your dream and the vision you have for yourself is mega important. It's actually, I was talking about this last night with the people in my agency. So we just started to have team meetings for the first time within my little group of people that's slowly growing and expanding. Because they all have goals of becoming licensed. They want to be licensed agents and work in the financial services industry with me. Okay. But getting there, you have to actually get your license, which requires doing a course and passing exams. Okay. And I call this course, I don't call this course a financial course. I call it a personal development course because everyone struggles with their own demons and their own programming when they're going through it. Like, when is the last time you have written an exam and you've had to learn something new and there's like a consequence to you not learning it? It's really interesting to observe, you know, the programming, and every single person, including myself, have gotten in their own way. They're getting in their own way at one point or another. I got in my own way too. I had to literally use every tool I have in my mental toolbox to get through this freaking license. Okay. And that's the thing. Like, we all have goals for ourselves and we get inspired and we put ourselves in the room for 1 second and we, you know, behave like the person that we want to be for 1 second. And the biggest mistake people make when they get all excited and start something new is that they forget their why and they let it burn the moment that initial motivation drops and things get hard or it doesn't feel in alignment. And I can't even tell you, over the years coaching women and now coaching people in finance and financial services, how accepted the excuse of this doesn't feel in alignment with my vision is. Do you know how many times I've heard that? When things get hard, people say, this doesn't feel in alignment, as though getting to your dream life is supposed to feel fucking magical and easy every step of the way. No shit, it doesn't feel in alignment. You have to become someone different. You have to do something different than your comfort zone right now. So what they do is they're in alignment with their comfort zone. So they go back to how they always thought and behaved and identified. And then nothing changes. To achieve the vision that you have for yourself is going to feel hard AF. And the lie is that, like, people want to hold on to the best of what they have now. They want to hold on to all the good things that they have now. And they assume that they can also have the best of what that future person holds as well. They want the best of that and the best of what they have now all at the same time, simultaneously, without anything hard happening in between. And when you shift out of that identity and you move closer to your vision, a huge sign is that you won't feel in alignment anymore. It's uncomfortable, right? It's uncomfortable until it's not. There's a massive sacrifice required to reach your goal. It's the death of the old self and the rebirth of the new self. And if you don't let go of your why, rather, I should say, if you let go of your why, you're not going to be anchored. Okay? If you're not anchored in your why and that vision, you will sophisticatedly and artfully sabotage the shit out of yourself and justify it as the vibe being off. Of course the vibe's off. You're in a new vibe. It's not supposed to feel like you've always felt. It feels different to sit in a room with a billionaire than it does to sit with kids. Okay? Successful people are all anchored in something. And they don't quit in the windstorm. Let me ask you this. How many Olympic gold medalists quit the first time they fail? Zero. How many CEOs or corporate millionaires, billionaires quit when their job gets hard or got hard? Zero of them. Zero of them quit. They all kept going. How many artists stopped creating and quit when they felt a block? Zero. The main difference is that these people are rooted in something. It's in their vision. It's in their why. And they keep showing up even when it's ugly and imperfect and leading to failure. So I guarantee that every single Olympic gold medalist across all sports has failed 1,000 times. And the same goes with entrepreneurs. Any entrepreneurs listening to this, I feel like a lot of them do. I'm an entrepreneur. Oh my God. CEOs, artists, anyone trying to build their dream life or build something knows that failure is inevitable. Like, fail faster even. I love Alex Hormozi for this. He's always like, please fail faster. And like, there's, I read a quote recently that was something like, if you knew you would succeed on your 100th try, would you be afraid to fail? You'd be like, yeah, let's go. Fail. Fail number one. Fail number two. Fail. If you knew. See, it's the certainty that's causing you to get unhinged. It's the uncertainty of moving into a new space. So this is why vision's so important and your why is so important. It brings you back. Whew. Okay, how we doing? How we doing, you guys? Before we go here, those are the five pillars. I want to leave you with some actionable tips. I'm going to leave you with three. Okay. So if you, I always like to say, pick one to two things and take these with you. I'm actually going to leave you with three things to help you start embodying these five pillars of success. So identity, mindset, environment, discipline, vision, starting right now today. Okay. So tip number one, you might already be doing some of these. So keep doing them if you are. Good job. If you're not, you know, do these three things. Number one, start acting like your future self now. This moves in with pillar identity and vision. Okay, so ask yourself, what would the successful version of me do today? Isn't that awesome? What would the successful version of me do today? Would they hit the snooze? Would they scroll for an hour? Would they avoid the conversation? Avoid sending that email? Probably not. So stop waiting to feel ready and start rehearsing the version of you who's already living their dream life. So how can you do that? Each morning, write down three things your future self would prioritize and then do them. Three things. What would they prioritize today? Do that. Okay. Tip number two, of course, my intuitive awareness coach comes out for this. It's observe your thoughts like you're a frickin' detective, like you're a scientist. This goes under the pillar of mindset. So most people live in their thoughts. They live from the neck up. Okay. What success will do is a very small switch, which is they watch their thoughts. They watch and observe what happens in their mind. They become the observer. So pause when you're spiraling. Get curious instead of reactive. Your thoughts aren't facts, ladies and gentlemen. They're patterns. Okay? Just look at the Sydney Sweeney thoughts. No one's true. No one's thoughts are true. The truth is, Sydney Sweeney was in a jeans ad. The thoughts that came were the patterns of the program. The moment you notice them, you've already started to change them. That's the cool thing about intuitive awareness. So here's your action set. On your phone right now, set three different timers today. Okay. If you're listening to this at night, then set them for tomorrow. Okay. And when the alarm goes off, I want you to observe, just take 30 seconds to check in to your mind. What is the story I'm telling myself right now? Like, what, how am I speaking to myself? Is it helping or is it harming? We must come into the present moment and observe the mind. Okay. Reprogramming your thoughts is your personal journey only. Only you can do it. I can't see in your mind. You will hide your true thoughts from me. I guarantee. You'll pretend. It's a coping skill. It's a way to survive. Only you can observe. So do it like a scientist. Okay. The third tip, I want you to audit your environment and I want you to commit to one upgrade every week. One upgrade a week. That's 52 upgrades this year in your environment. Okay. All or nothing is fine. I'm an all or nothing person, but like, you don't have to blow up your entire life and your environment. You can literally audit it and commit to an upgrade. So this kind of, attaches to your environment and your discipline pillar. Okay. So look at your circle, look at your habits, look at your space, look at your digital diet. Okay. Is your environment shaping the future that you want? Or is it reinforcing the one you're trying to outgrow? You don't need a full overhaul. You don't need to blow up your life. You need a conscious upgrade. So here's the action. I want you to choose one shift today. What would that look like? It could be, I don't know, unfollowing energy draining losers on Instagram. It might be listening to a podcast. It might be cleaning your workspace. It might be texting a high level friend. Okay. It might be scheduling time in a place that inspires you, getting out of your house, going into nature. Choose one and then do it. Okay. And start to pay attention to all the different, you know, environments that you're putting yourself, your ecosystems. Okay. Okay. Those are the three tips. So act like your future self, observe your thoughts, audit your environment, and commit to one upgrade. Bottom line, success doesn't show up and then change you. You change and then success finds you. You attract it. That was really powerful. That's the line of the day. Success doesn't show up and then change you. You change and then success finds you. And that's the perfect way to end this podcast. Thank you all for listening. I hope you can take 1 to 2 things from this episode and roll with it. You've got it. Now go have the best day and maybe go buy some American Eagle jeans. Okay, peace out.
Okay, I'm over here giving you a big virtual hug because you just finished another episode of the Elise Unfiltered podcast. If you haven't done so yet, I'd love for you to share the love and head over to Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Spotify and give this show a 5-star rating. I'll give you bonus points for leaving a written review. And if you're looking for more, head over to ElisaUnfilteredCoaching.com for show notes and all the links to all things Elise Unfiltered. Have the best day, everyone. Until next time.